is going through a transition. And it all revolves around mom. Since January, she, I think, has moved into a new phase of her life as she ages. And my brother and I are deeply committed to her and want her to have the happiest, healthiest, and the love and the most love-filled years of her life. There is only one problem, though. We're all in different places. So my brother is in Bangalore with my niece, his daughter, who has had two children in a space of 13 months. And they are both working people, husband and wife. So my brother retired and he's in Bangalore taking care of the children. My mother is in Kerala down south. And my brother is now going back and forth between taking care of the children and mom. And my sister-in-law is where my brother and sister-in-law were for all these years working. My sister-in-law has three more years of employment till she can join the family. And then, of course, mom's beloved son is about 9,000 miles away in the world-renowned, world-famous Dayton, Ohio. But now my family has a solution. We are all tired of being away from each other. So we are putting all our resources together, mom and I and my brother, and we are buying two homes side by side. So one home will belong to my niece and her husband and the kids, and the other house will be mom and my brother. And whenever I go, instead of having to visit multiple cities to see everybody, I can go to one place and see everybody. And when I retire, I hope that my family, we can all be together as one happy family. We all moved in different directions at one point, and we all bringing it together. Now, I want you to hear Jesus' words in today's gospel reading one more time, in light of my family's transition, this experience that we are going through, the story that I just shared. Jesus said, "In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be." Jesus was talking about eternity, using very human language. Jesus was talking about heaven and how we imagine heaven. So here are my three points for you, and I'm going to try and reflect upon what and how we can understand Jesus' words, but then also see the practical implications that arise out of Jesus' words. So here's my first point. Jesus says, "In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places." Now the question is, should we take words like these literally? What kind of house can hold all the people that God desires to bring together? Folks, we use human language to describe supernatural or heavenly realities. But we run into problems like this. How big is the Father's house? How many rooms? See, you see, human language has limitations, and most of the time, eternity can only be described with analogies. So in today's gospel reading, Jesus is using analogy to describe eternity. We also call it heaven, the Father's house, and dwelling places. These are analogies to describe a deeper reality. But Jesus did not merely use analogies. He also gave us an understanding into what he may have meant by these words. So as I read the words, I will come back again and take you to myself so that where I am, you also may be. I hear Jesus describe heaven as togetherness, togetherness. And I get togetherness because this is the focus of my family these days. How can we be together? And this is what Jesus is saying. I have prepared a way for us to be together. It's called eternity. It's called heaven. Heaven is togetherness. God and you and I and all those we love and all those God brings together to be with God and with one another. I think this whole idea of togetherness just warms my heart. Here's my second point. Catholic theology uses another word to describe heaven, communion. When Jesus says, I will come back again and take you to myself so that where I am, you also may be, we Catholics believe that he was referring to something more than just togetherness. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says, this perfect life with the Most Holy Trinity, this communion of life and love with the Trinity, with the Virgin Mary, the angels, and all the blessed is called heaven. This means that Jesus was not only talking about togetherness, but also about communion. It's one thing to be together, but it's quite another to be in communion. So folks, heaven is not only about being together, but finding union with God and with one another. What kind of communion? A communion of life and love. Again, along with togetherness, I find this to be a very heartwarming concept of being in communion with God and with one another in life and love. So here's my third point, and this basically is the practical implication of how Jesus is talking about eternity. No matter how we describe or understand heaven, the limitations of our language remain an obstacle. So this morning, I was at First Holy Communion with the St. Helen First Holy Communicants, right? And I gathered them together. I always do that. I gather them together. And I asked them this question. I said, where is heaven? And 100% of them said. And I bet you that if I ask you adults without laying the foundations, where is heaven? Up there. Where is hell? Down below. And isn't it true that when we talk about heaven, when we pray, we always look up? And we tell people, buddy, you're going to go down there. There is yet another obstacle. When we think of eternity and heaven, we think of it somewhere in the far distant future. But when Jesus taught us to pray, this is what he taught us. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. In his prayer, Jesus is teaching us that heaven is not a pie in the sky, or that we taste this pie somewhere in the distant future. So I made these children repeat with me about 15 times. I said to them, repeat after me. Heaven is where God is. And finally they got it. Midway they were still trying to do this. And I said, Think about it. In First Holy Communion, Jesus comes into your heart. So now heaven is where God is. Heaven is where we are in communion with God and with one another. And this has implications. Yes, it is true that we will only completely be together with God when we have passed from this life. Yes, it is true that we will only enter into full communion with God and the communion of saints when we have passed away. But on this earth, in the here and now, we have a taste of heaven because heaven is where God is and God is with us. We must strive to make our earth like heaven. And Jesus taught us to pray for this and strive towards this. So, practically, when we strive to create togetherness instead of strife and division, we fulfill Jesus' prayer. When we do everything in our power to bring about understanding, reconciliation, peace, and unity, and communion, we work with Jesus. We have an example of that in today's first reading. The Hellenists were upset with the Hebrews because their widows were not being served right. Tension was simmering. Strife was beginning, division was being created, but the apostles came together and said, let's find a solution to the problem. I wish they could do this in Washington. If people could just come, let's find the solutions to our problems. The apostles gathered the community together, scripture tells us, and resolved the problem so that the word of God could continue to spread. Similarly, in our families, in our workplaces, in society, in our parishes, we must be a people of togetherness and communion. Talking about the earth, when we strive to make our earth like heaven instead of exploiting it and destroying God's creation, and then we are taking earth away from being a heaven. It's not life-giving anymore. So let me conclude with this, not merely as an analogy, but as a reality. Every celebration of the Eucharist is a taste of eternity and a peek into heaven. And this is real. So we are here together, aren't we? Not all of us know each other. But we come from different countries, different cultures, we speak different languages. But here we are together. Heaven is togetherness. But then we enter into communion with each other in the bread and wine that is shared from this altar. This is the beauty about Catholicism, that we, in communion, not just enter into a deep intimacy with God, but in that bread and wine, we enter into communion with each other. And that's what I mean when we say that every Eucharist is truly a taste of heaven, of togetherness, of communion with each other. Heaven on earth, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Folks, this today is not merely an analogy. This is reality. Till we pass away from this earth and enter into the deepest communion possible, this is for us our heaven. I pray that what we celebrate here may be lived out in our families and in our society. People of God said,